Life after life. After Isabel's birthday, Raya once brought her friend to meet with her friends. She was a very beautiful girl.
Layla.
Layla loves to travel through parallel universes and wanted to offer us such a journey.
It's very interesting. Are they similar to ours or not?
Parallel worlds realize the possibilities that are not realized in our world, as all possibilities that exist must be realized. There are worlds that are almost identical to ours, only differing in terms of the timing. In these worlds, repeating souls, those who haven't completed their lessons here, find themselves. They have almost the same relatives, friends, enemies, and circumstances. Almost, because completely identical worlds don't exist. However, their father, mother, comrades, adversaries, while similar, have different souls playing their roles, except for a few repeating souls who are also repeating their lessons. There are worlds that have advanced in time. There, for example, the fifth millennium is already underway. Somewhere, there's been an Armageddon, and life begins anew. Some worlds have avoided it and continue to develop further. I have a great fondness for one world where matriarchy has been preserved, and the teachings of Tantra were not destroyed as they were in our world. This world is currently in a golden age, free from wars, revolutions, and riots. There are no criminals or scoundrels. People live happily, and everyone is spiritually evolving.
Fantastic! I want to see this world.
Let's fly. The entrance to the dimensions of these worlds is located in the center of the galaxy. But I also want to show you the beauty of space, so let's fly through outer space.
The friends found themselves in space, where the entire solar system was visible. The planets and the sun hummed like different-sized Tibetan singing bowls. Slowly changing their tones, they produced an incredible music of spheres. The planets were living beings, but they existed at a slower pace than humans. While a whole lifetime passed for people, only a minute passed for them. However, their perception was faster than that of humans. To read and understand a complex scientific work, it would take a person several months. For them, it happened instantly. The consciousness of the sun was truly divine, flying further at many times the speed of light, passing through constellations and nebula. The friends approached a massive sphere of light, millions of times the size of the sun. This was the center of the galaxy. It was a magnificent living being for which 1,000 years were just a moment. Yet it was the god of all the stars and planets, overseeing everything happening in the galaxy. With a sense of sacred reverence, they entered its interior and saw there a voluminous, multifaceted star, each wing of which served as an entrance to one of the parallel worlds. In this labyrinth, one could easily become lost forever if they didn't know exactly where they wanted to go. Entering one of the beams, they found themselves next to the Earth, and from a bird's eye view, they observed small houses and temples immersed in vegetation. As they approached closer, they saw a temple, near which several women and one man were practicing yoga exercises. They were dressed in clothing reminiscent of Indian attire. Layla introduced them to an elderly woman who was sitting in a lotus position, deep in meditation.
This is Zarma Devi.
The woman possessed clairvoyance and noticed them, beginning to communicate with them telepathically.
Huh, I thought you already had flying cars here, and yet you seem to be in the Stone Age.
Technological progress is not a measure of wisdom. It's simply an adaptation to the planet's overpopulation. Spiritual technologies are far more important. Unlike your kind, we control birth rates and keep them to a minimum. Moreover, we can control the gender of a child and give birth to far more girls. There's a saying, but if too many boys are born, war is on the horizon. That's why we live in harmony and happiness. We make do with little, eat fruits from the trees, materialize what we need, communicate through telepathy, travel by teleporting to the desired location, and control animals and primitives with our thoughts.
Why can't Earth's inhabitants do this?
This is only possible at a very high spiritual level. If ordinary people could do this, Earth would cease to be a soul gym for them, a place where they grow, realizing the causes of their suffering, where they seek solutions to their situations of ignorance, limitations in many things, poverty, diseases, slavery, imprisonment, and the abuse of authority. In this search for a way out of the challenging situations, human consciousness and understanding develop. They learn to avoid evil and follow the only true path of love, kindness, and compassion. We dedicate our time to practices that nurture wisdom, love, and happiness within us. Your people have convinced themselves that happiness should be sought through the acquisition of money, possessions, power, and fame. But they remain unhappy. True happiness lies in making others happy. The way the Lord has designed our souls, when we pull the blanket over ourselves, we sink into negative emotions and suffering. No matter how much money one may acquire, it is only love that makes a person happy, not insatiable ownership and selfishness. Despite all the advancements in your sciences, so far, no scientist truly understands these simple truths. We live in groups of several women of different ages, led by the most spiritually evolved among us, and we choose a man who is worthy of us in terms of spirituality. Children are raised only by the most enlightened individuals who can interact with us without aggression and manipulation, but with love and understanding. Who can grow from a child raised with lies and violence? Such individuals should not have children. It is also essential for children to have their connection with God from an early age, because they have just come from the subtle world, and its impressions are still alive within them. Humans possess incredible powers and abilities, but to unlock them, one must practice yoga and other methods of awakening cities. But your civilization of barbarians took a different path. You started perfecting the external world instead of developing yourselves. And now you stand on the brink of destruction because self-improvement not only grants supernatural powers, but also makes a person more spiritual and wiser. They stop committing the foolish actions that lead to their own and the world's destruction. And the salvation of your planet is only possible if the majority of its inhabitants turn to self-improvement, to spiritual practices, instead of perfecting instruments for killing and the destruction of nature while remaining ignorant savages.
Tell us about the creation of life. I believe my friends will find it interesting.
Of course, there was no beginning because the world is eternal. God, like everything in the world, is material. However, the materiality of the world varies. There is coarse matter, metals, minerals, liquids, air, and there are many levels of subtle matter. The more subtle the matter, the more alive, intelligent, conscious, and blissful it is. God is the subtlest matter, diffused throughout the infinite space. However, these primary atoms form a unity, meaning they as one organism, are connected throughout infinite space, and everything that God created, He created from Himself. First, He created the world of archangels, cherubim and seraphim. For this, He condensed His atoms, which are Him, and created a more coarse matter of the subtle level. Although it contained almost the same divine qualities, its creations did not possess the infinity of God and His unity. They were already separate beings, having boundaries, limited in the power of God's abilities, knowledge, grace, and creative energy. Then, God further condensed His atoms and formed the world of angels, where separation and limitation increased, and the power, intelligence, and bliss diminished, although they were still great compared to humans. Next, by further condensing His atoms, He created the other subtle levels. On the level following the angelic one, there were living beings similar to humans. This is your world, the world of the dead. Below it is located the world of spirits, and at the very bottom, the world of demons. On these levels, separation and limitation increased, while intelligence or consciousness weakened. Thus, ignorance and lack of knowledge emerged, and the limited love of God began to transform into various emotions, including negative ones. People lived long and happily in the subtle level, their bodies sustained from decay by angels, as even on these levels decay had appeared. However, there was no development for humans and other beings. They were naive and carefree, like children. Then God further condensed Himself and formed the physical world, where limitation, separation, and decay, the destruction of everything, reached a significant magnitude. Ignorance was complete, strength minimal, and divine love transformed into its opposite, suffering. Although a stone looks nothing like God, nevertheless, it is also Him. He is everything that exists. And when a person loses their ignorance, they see Him in everything. The person themselves is also Him. But the ego does not allow immediate recognition, and being Him, God in God. In one of my incarnations, I was on Earth among you. You have a beautiful story about Adam and Eve. So initially, they lived in the subtle world. That was Eden. But their minds developed, and they were meant to learn about good and evil. So they were incarnated on Earth, expelled from heaven. Yet it wasn't because they disobeyed God. If He wanted, they would never have desired to know good and evil. But it was God's will for them to know Him. The serpent represents evil forces, spirits of evil, trying to hinder normal understanding and lead people astray. In deception, a person begins to relate wrongly to everything and falls into sin, into vices. And the apple. These are the fruits of this world. Money, fame, power, a partner, family, work. And now, the person suffers as they understand good and evil. But when one comprehends everything completely, they will return back to God. And in suffering and being on earth, there will be no more necessity. Every child is like this Adam. They go through the path of temptation in this world and self-discovery through this challenging world.
Prayer time was approaching, and Devi entered the temple. Jan looked around. There were unusual icons, unlike anything else, and mandalas. One particularly struck him. On a mountain of charred corpses lay a naked god. On him, in a rider's pose, the goddess, with a severed head, which she held in her hand, was copulating with him, while in her other hand, she had a sword with which she had cut off her own head. On either side, caressing the god from both sides, sat two more goddesses. Three streams of blood gushed from the severed neck of the goddess. The left one was drunk by the goddess sitting on the left, the right one by the one on the right, and the central stream was drunk by the severed head. Jan stood in shock, not understanding how such icons could exist. Devi sensed his state and said to him and to his stunned friends,
"On your earth, sex that gives life, creates children, is considered something bad and shameful. But you'd better be ashamed of the weapons that take life away, create violence. However, the weapons of killing are glorified among you, and the methods of destroying people are studied from childhood. That's the real evil. Sex should be an art, as it is one of the forms of divine love, and this icon shows this art. The god on top of the corpses signifies that in spiritual sex, a man should control himself, not succumb to passion, but work with energy, be as if dead. The goddess without a head signifies that a woman should cut off her personality, ego pretensions, possessiveness, grievances, and work with energy, be conscious. The three streams of blood represent the three main channels of energy, the left, lunar, the right, solar, and the central through which Kundalini rises during sexual intercourse, stellar. The goddess transfers the energy of the lunar and solar channels, sensuality and activity, to the other two goddesses, and focuses with her partner on working with the stellar channel, directing energy through it to open the Sahasrara and merge during sex with the Supreme, with the entire universe."
Devi explained this technique in detail, and the friends admired how wisely the inhabitants of this planet approached relationships between genders, using them to advance towards divinity. At the end of the explanations, the friends, giggling, exchanged glances and looked at Jan questioningly.
"Oh, there are three of us, and you're the one and only. We should try this practice."
Jan smiled agreeably and took the hand extended to him by Leela.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.